And today we welcome Lone Pine State Park Manager Brian Schwartz.
Hi, good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us today, man.
Well, thanks for fitting me in again. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that's a pretty good looking beard you got going.
I guess I haven't. It's been busy. I haven't done anything with it in a while, so it just gets longer
Yeah. Well, you're beginning to look like a baseball player.
Oh, there. Yeah, used to play a lot, so that.
There you go.
I can't miss it.
Well, you know what? You got other things to do besides shave in the morning. I feel the same way. I'm thinking of growing mine back. That's about 10 minutes of wasted time every morning I could be doing something else with.
That's right. I tried shaving it off I shaved it off once or twice just messing around, and my wife asked me to grow it back immediately. So.
Oh, really?
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, and the funny thing is that when I first, my mother actually preferred me wearing a beard. Oh. My mother. Yeah.
Yep. So. Well, and I will say that last time I shaved it off, I took off everything but the mustache.
Yeah.
And didn't tell anyone, and then I got outvoted by everybody in the family when I did that.
So, well, yeah. Talk about what's going on at Lone Pine State Park this month.
Well, I heard it. So Lone Pine, we have a teacher's workshop that's going on, starting tonight again. We do it four times a year, and it's we have a group that registers, and we go out to Glacier Park. We have U.S. Forest Service involved, multiple agencies, and it's kind of an outdoor education workshop for teachers. Gives them tools that they can bring back to their classrooms, and then also just gives them a general, gives them a chance to learn more about critters in the area and things like that. So it's all about the sense of place, and teaches them about the Flathead Valley. It's Flathead Watershed Through the Seasons is what we call it. And it's been kind of a fun project, and we've got different biologists coming in tonight. Flathead Conservation District, I think were they on this morning? They're coming up next.
Yeah.
So
yeah, but, she was on this morning.
Yeah. So it's, the teachers register for the program, and it's been pretty popular. Yeah. So
you'll be talking about bees, I bet, tonight, huh?
We have a round table, and they're talking, we've got folks talking about wolves and about, the fish otoliths, Sambarays coming on. And tonight they're actually doing something where the teachers go around and they take pictures of things that are meaningful to them with the watershed, and they start presenting that to the other members of the class. And
bring up wolves, and boy, that's a topic that you get about. You put five people in a room, and you'll get about 20 different opinions.
That is definitely something. And even personally, I'll go it too, and I'll go elk hunting with friends, and and that conversation comes up frequently, things like that. But I growing up in Minnesota, I'd winter camp, and I'd hear them howling and stuff. That was always kind of interesting too. With Lone Pine, you'd asked about too. We've got two new AmeriCorps members this year, and the AmeriCorps members are just really going at it hard. Where they're, one is doing all, she's doing school programs, and she's already booked up this spring, and the other AmeriCorps member, there are programs every weekend. There's programs every weekend this month, and especially with Earth Day coming up, we've got tree plantings and school groups coming up that we're working with. So they're keeping things really moving up there.
How are the trails looking?
Trails are looking really good. There's always that little period where it takes for them to dry out. We get some damage from, folks not being considerate of others. I think we had an Albertsons shopping cart. Someone tried to make that fly a couple of weeks ago off the overlook, but was a little bit heavier pack up, bringing that back up because there's no good way to drive down, just throw it.
I would imagine it was pretty smashed up when it got to the bottom.
I guess I've seen where it was bent up pretty good, but Albertsons accepted it back, and so it was, they were helpful. They saved me a trip of disposing it. So I was very grateful to them for that. But we've had bowling balls, and the bowling balls was 2 years ago, and then I think one person felt left out, so they took one of the retaining wall blocks and threw that off.
Oh, jeez. Oh.
When people see me carry that stuff up, they always they just think I'm out there for a workout. But So, so the trails are doing good. We're seeing lots more people. MDT, my opinion, is doing a great job of keeping that roundabout moving. Even though, even with the construction, I haven't really been delayed, and I'm going through there at the peak times. So it's it hasn't cut anything off. So you can still get into the park.
Now, what's the best way to get into the parking area, the lower parking area there?
The just going on. The most popular way is going through where the roundabout was, or kind of quasi is, and just taking a left on Valley View Road. And there's two accesses there. There's a parking lot and the off-street parking. And MDT is working cooperatively with us. They're helping putting in another parking lot down there.
And, of course, people who are going to have to go through there now and go on Foyce Lake Road up to the other the main entrance.
And so the main entrance is definitely a great place that where you can access all the trailheads and have a few more options and more parking. So, but it gets a little packed down at the bottom there.
Well, let's move down down the coast, so to speak, to some of your other responsibilities. Let's start with West Shore.
So West Shore, we've got B-Loop Camping is open. Where electricity's on, and so the A loop is the one that's closer to the highway that doesn't have electricity, and we won't open that until May 1st. We're still not at full staff, so it just helps us stay on top of things. Camping's been busy on the weekends. Water is going to be turned on here in the next few weeks. Just kind of stay tuned for that. We've got we've got Facebook pages that.
Somebody I don't know from Bradenton, Florida, just called. I think they're worried about my auto warranty.
That could very well be, John.
I mean, I've got a 10-year-old car, and apparently the warranty is about to expire.
Yeah, well, they're just trying to help.
I understand.
But anyway. West Shore is like the dock is in with Mac Days going. We're seeing a lot more traffic down there, and it's we're just we just chase the water line with the dock, so that way it doesn't get submerged or anything like that.
Gosh, it's going to be a busy summer.
It is gearing up to be another busy summer. I think with this year we'll be a little better prepared. So we've got more plans in place and things that we tried last year for parking and things like that.
But
so.
We understand 60% of the reservations already in for most of these spaces.
Oh my God! Yeah, it's I don't even really monitor it. It's just I just know that the sites are booking up. So if there's other options available in the area, if folks end up coming out here, we kind of point them in certain directions, like the fairgrounds, where is a great spot for people that just want to, they just need a place to park their trailer and they have electricity, and then they can go any direction from town.
I'm thinking about West Shore in particular, and being able to. Are you still holding on to a few for first come, first serve?
Kind of with I didn't at West Shore this year. We've got it's all reservation now. We had a lot of the conflicts we had last year, and the majority of the conflicts were, you know, we would have those first come, first serve sites, and we would just have people drive in circles through the campground, and then they would have people go up to people that were camping and say, how soon are you leaving? When are you leaving? My favorite was the person that came in and they just drove a car into their site and said, can I leave my car here so that way I can get the site when you leave? And the people didn't argue with them, but it was just, and so there's lawn chairs thrown up in cars. There's sites or they'll go pay for a site before it's available and stick the tag underneath. And it doesn't work that way.
So you're thinking that maybe it wasn't working.
To have walk-in sites?
It wasn't convenient. Maybe it was disturbing to the people that were already there.
It increased traffic to have people searching for those and lots of conflicts.
Well, you tried to do a good thing.
So. Right.
Every good deed does not go unrewarded.
And here we have a great story about Lake Mary Road. I want to get to that because you're dying to tell it too.
So last week I went down to the park, and the lake was completely frozen on Wednesday. And I went down, and I start putting up a sign. I hear a noise. It didn't register what it was right away. And as soon as I realized what it was, I stopped what I was doing immediately, and I ran over to the shoreline. And as the wind was blowing towards me right off the lake, and I've seen the, I guess, the aftermath of this before, but I've never seen it happen. And the entire, the ice slab up from the entire lake was moving, and it was crawling up over the shoreline. And so, like, if you go on Lake Mary Ronan's Facebook page, or I can show you guys the video here as well, but, and you could see where the ice is breaking and folding over itself, and it's rising up. And then I pan to the left, and you can actually, there's a reference point, and you can see the whole, the entire slab moving at once.
Wow.
And so,
so it's the wind that's moving it.
The wind will grab it. And it's like, I'm from Minnesota, as I said before, but there's times in Minnesota where it's actually come off the lakes and started like moving people's cabins
going into town.
Yeah. And it's, or covered, there's, Leech Lake is in central Minnesota, and there would be these huge blocks of ice up on the highway, 'cause it would push onto the highway and you're moving around it. I think 2 years ago, it actually, our dock out there is like a couple thousand pounds, and the ice slab actually moved the entire dock and pushed it up against some trees. And the pile that created was about 6 foot tall. Game warden was out there and took a picture of it. So
well, we can go out there and get that with a chainsaw and go ahead and cut ourselves some ice for the outside.
So this is the first, you were out there and you actually saw it happen. You were on the ice.
I wasn't on the ice. I knew it was bad.
The
week before, some guys had been out there, and I said, I don't think the ice is that good. And the guy laughed and said, well, it's been moving a lot. He goes, I think this might be my last day out. It was doing it, and it only did it for like a minute or two, and then it just stopped while I was there. So it's just something different, you see. And
I saw where you posted that. That's pretty
cool. Oh, you did
cool.
see that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was really something.
Yeah,
wow.
So something different. But
yeah, it sure was, is.
It's fun stuff.
All right. So I guess the big deal here this year is if you plan on going camping, you better reserve a site.
Yeah, that's for my parks. It's not all Region 1 parks, but that's something I'm trying. If it's if I get a lot of feedback that this is not the way to go, and I can justify going back to walk-in sites, but I just know that last year the conflicts I had at the parks because of that.
People get angry.
Try something different. Nobody started throwing punches or anything, but there were a few times it got a little.
It got to be frustrating for them. They're hoping to get a park. You know, where are we going to go? But you mentioned the fairgrounds. I didn't know that. It's kind of an emergency situation.
Yep. Yeah, and there's places that we point them to. Some of the private businesses that are in the area will, you know, try to connect people with them as well, and they send people to us too. So it's a good partnership.
Right. Shopco parking lot.
yeah, they got a little room there, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Okay. Brian Schwartz, as always, thanks so much, man.
Thanks for having me on.
Okay.